I don't trust a dentist with missing teeth. I don't trust a personal trainer who's grossly overweight. I don't trust a business professor who's never owned a business. A politician who's worth millions but tells the average blue-collar American to quit whining. Don't trust them either. You know somebody else I don't trust? I don't trust someone who says they're Christian when they haven't done this. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, here we go. Hope you're having a good week. Hey, you can reach out to me. You know, say it with me. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. John, thanks for the email. Eric, thanks for the email. I think I'm saying this guy's name right. I don't know. Harai. Thanks for reaching out to me, man. I hope I'm saying your name okay. Lots of people out there listening from all over the world. And thanks again for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. It means a lot. So a couple quick things here. Again, I want to highlight the Tuesday night How to Be a Man class that's at Hillspring Church, New Prague. Check it out on Facebook. From this week forward, we'll be also posting those videos on our YouTube page for Hillspring. And if I can get them also posted on our David Alliance YouTube page, I will. I'll see what and how we do that. And coming up, I know it's later in the summer, but I want to make you aware of it. In August, on the 16th, 17th, that's Friday night and all day Saturday, we are hosting an End Times Conference, and it's sponsored not only by Hillspring Church, but also the David Alliance. And so, if you're in the area, only 200 people can come, only 200 can register, because that's all we have room for. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, August 16th, 17th, Friday night, and then all day Saturday. Should be a great time. Just want to make you aware of it. We're still doing more stuff, doing things, and want you to be a part of it. If you need hotel information, let me know. I can get that to you like we've done before with all of our other conferences. So, what really matters as a follower of Christ? Bottom line. So hang with me here. I've had recent conversations with pastors, church members, local congregants of other churches. And there are some churches in our area that they're getting smaller. They're going back to one service rather than two. Their budgets are shrinking. And our church, we've been blessed. I've been here almost 10 years. In August, it'll be 10 years. We've been getting some transfer growth. Some people due to, you know, run into the next big thing. They hear our church is growing, so they come over here. There's some people who are leaving dead churches and coming to our church. And there are some people who, you know, they don't like their church, so they're coming to our church. But listen, I can honestly say, I want non-Christians to come to my church, and I want them to experience Jesus and give their hearts to Christ. That's all I care about. I'm not going to kick people out if they're from other churches. But listen, to me, it's all about one thing, sharing the gospel with people who don't know Jesus. Our budget, our church budget, is primarily for the non-Christian, if you look at it, and I can say that with all honesty. Our sermons, I believe the sermons I preach are biblical. They're applicable. But I always have the non-Christian in mind. There's always going to be someone here who's not a Christian. Listen, we just recently had a couple come into this church about 2-3 months ago. He had devil horns implanted into his head. He's got a pentagram on his hand. A very odd couple. But I love them. They've come to Christ. He just got a bunch of his jewelry and tattoos removed. That's who I'm excited about. Those people who need Jesus. Look, it could be a mom who's a housewife with two kids who doesn't know Jesus. I'm just as excited. I just want you to know that that's what it's about. And you're going, okay, Garth, what does this have to do with me? Well, what really matters in your life as a follower of Jesus? Do you think that when you get to heaven, God's going to say, hey, you were such a great follower of Christ. You read the Bible, you prayed, you sought my will, you loved me, you loved others, you were sacrificial. Oh, and you led no one to Christ. You never shared the gospel. I'm not even sure if you know what the gospel is. Where do we get the idea that we can be a person who stands before God and says, well done, thy good and faithful servant, but we never took his number one command to heart? I mean, We didn't just not do it. We didn't live it. We didn't talk about it. And in fact, just the opposite. We're supposed to do it. We're supposed to live it. We're supposed to breathe it. We're supposed to make it our mission. And what is that? What are we called to do? What the original disciples stood for, preached for, and died for. The gospel of Jesus Christ. To tell as many people about Jesus as possible. Look, if Jesus is really that good, then why are you not telling others about him? Or maybe he's just an insurance policy for you. Maybe it's easiest. I mean, you when you look at all the other religions, Christianity is really the best. You get blessings, peace, love, forgiveness. Shame on you. Jesus cannot be who he said he was, do what he did, prove what he is, and you claim him as your Lord and Savior, and you don't feel the need to share him? Here's a little too much information. My wife is smoking hot. She's beautiful. She's got a body that knocks me off my feet. She's this beautiful blonde with curves that a Ferrari can't even handle. She has the best smile. She smells like sex. She is sweet, innocent, tender, loving, and all that. But I'm too embarrassed of her to introduce you to her. You may not think she's that pretty, and it might offend you if you have a wife. And, you know, that says more about me than my wife. Matthew 10:33, the NIV says, "But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven." New Living Translation says that like this, "But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven." The word there, deny, in the Greek means to contradict by your behavior, to not confess him to others. You can say you're a Christian all you want, but if you are not in such belief of that you are sharing Christ on a regular basis, then you are not a follower of Christ. Social media influencers, by far the majority, post sweet, nice, motivating, biblical posts that are void of the gospel. Again, that is like me posting things on marriage because I'm a marriage expert, but I never share anything about my wife or my marriage. And in fact, I'm embarrassed of her. I might lose followers on my social media channel if I talk about my wife. Two questions to chew on. Are you a follower of Jesus? And how would Jesus rate your success at following him? Because the truth is, the majority of Christians may call you a Christian, it means nothing. But if the majority of non-Christians call you a Christian, it means everything. Keep slaying giants.